Leaders from Ohio's largest energy companies made their argument to state lawmakers why electric company ratepayers should have to continue to send hundreds of millions of dollars to coal plants. Ratepayers are charged up to $1.50 on their monthly bills to help two coal plants owned by the Ohio Valley Electric Corporation, or OVEC. A Senate bill would repeal the coal subsidies guaranteed by HB 6, the 2019 energy law now caught in the center of the largest alleged public corruption scandal in Ohio history. But Amy Spiller with Duke Energy, part owner of the coal plants, says it's not a subsidy but a cost recovery mechanism.
Is like an insurance policy to mitigate or offset the risk of unknown, unpredictable, unexpected cost.
Critics of OVEC say the plants don't compete well in the marketplace and they shouldn't be propped up by ratepayers. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.